This program contains strong sexual content. No one under the age of 18 is permitted to listen to or download the podcast in any manner. The host, guests, and performers are all over the age of 18. Rebroadcasting this podcast in any manner is strictly prohibited without the written consent of the owners of the Hot Wife podcast. The commentary of this program is the sole opinion of its host and guest. It does not reflect the opinion of the podcast owners, agents, or representatives. This podcast is not meant to be taken as professional advice. Let the guitar scream. It's time to rock, live your wildest dreams. Hot Wife Podcast, breaking all the norms. Open discussions about the swing and fall.
Well, hello, everybody. How do you like our new opening? You didn't know that Vince was a songwriter and has a band. And
neither did he.
A man of many talents.
I call my band AI.
Yep. Well, welcome to the show, everybody. I am Donna Lynn.
And I am not.
And thank God for that. That's all
so
I can say.
So many ways.
I'm definitely here with my wonderful, smart-ass husband, Vince.
Hey.
Once again.
Should I be offended by that?
No, you're always a smart-ass, and
okay,
you know
just
that.
Checking.
Yeah, he's just always like that. Yeah, I'm not sure I like your disclaimer as much as I like the last one.
Yeah, I got to redo it.
Yeah. What did you say? You need to drink more? Is that?
Yeah, I was sober.
It's just awful. You need I do not condone the use of alcohol.
I was in the middle of the day. I was working on a bunch of stuff. I was like, oh, shit, let me quick redo that. And then, yeah, so I wasn't like, I think when I did the first one, I was a little more mellow. So I was like, this podcast is a.
It's I love it. Hey,
I have to think of Jay. Jay. This podcast is for you.
Yeah, you like my voice. Ooh, have a sexy
part
voice.
Part those thighs, Jay.
You're just so wrong on so many levels.
You little asshole.
Oh, my God, stop that. Yes, now she's into that stuff more now.
See,
expanding your horizons. That's what the show's all about.
Something like that.
And you
we're closing them. It depends on
depends on what you
want
to do.
Yeah.
But,
so we had a surprise email today.
Yes.
From a publicist. You know, we had a few... great guests a month or a couple months ago.
Yeah.
With Susan and then Dr. Lloyd.
I thought it was Elliot.
Yeah, that's like I said, Dr. Elliot. And another publicist reached out to us with a ton of people that are related to kind of our topics that could be of interest. And so we are going to...
Looks like all of them.
in the near future, if they're willing to risk their
reputation being on our show,
we'll have some guest callers or whatever on, and it'll be a good time.
I think it was, some of them sounded pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So I was
everything from doctors, and one is almost like a yoga thing to help you with your sexual stuff, and then we have a couple porn stars.
Yeah, and then toy companies,
and. And that's only the first three pages of the 17 pages of people they sent us.
Yeah, that's cool. That's really cool. Yeah, we'll take them all.
Well,
a lot of them.
We'll accept them all, whether they want to be on here or not.
Yeah, well, that's true, too.
It's like, what podcast did you want to put me on?
Oh, I'm doing my hair that night.
Yeah, geez.
Yeah,
I think I got a. My mom's calling me.
Always use the mom thing. Yeah. Unless. She's not around then.
No, you can still use it. I don't know their mom, so you can use that excuse.
Yeah, we don't know.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. That's not.
But you're 82. Your mom's still alive?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she talks to me from the dead.
She said, don't go on that podcast.
Whatever you do, you risk your life, your reputation, your career. So, anyway, if you want to reach us, email us at info@hotwifepodcast.com.
I'm still getting used to the old one.
Well, now you don't have to. That one still works. You know,
sure,
if you still want to reach us at hotwifepodcast@gmail.com, that still works, actually. You're more than welcome to do that. Spunk Lube.
Love Spunk Lube.
Well, Spunko's a great product. I can't.
Oh, okay. Okay. Love is a very strong word. I like very much Spunk Lube. Yeah. I mean, if for those situations where I'm using a new toy or somebody who's a little larger down there.
Where it can last longer.
Right. It's it's good to have as a
lubricant. Non-sticky.
There's three different varieties. You have the hybrid, which is, you know, water soluble. That's the one that looks like Spunk. They also have a silicone, which is a clear. And then they also have the organic one, which is the coconut and the avocado oil, which actually I like using that one in the shower or after shower because it really makes my skin very supple.
And I like it on salads.
I'm kidding. You probably could because all it is avocado oil and coconut oil.
It's
organic, so yeah. I don't think that would be a problem. Yeah. But I really
love the product. Depending on the salad, it could not blend well. Yeah.
So wrong. What a doofus. Why did I marry you? I don't know. I must have been drunk that day, that year.
And I've had to stay drunk since.
You always say that.
Yep. It's the truth, as I drink bourbon.
But if you want to use Spunk Lube or want to try to order some, please use the promo code HOTWIFE, all one word, right?
Yep.
To get 10% off
in
your order.
In the discount code area in the checkout.
When you check out.
Yeah, right. And you get 10% off your order. Yep.
Yeah, so awesome.
Yeah.
Can't
you
beat
won't,
that.
You won't be sorry.
Mm-mm, not at all.
Very soon, we'll be running another little contest to give out more. So now, if you've won in the past, you're not going to win again.
We know who you are.
Yeah. It was put this way. If you won in the past, we want to see pictures of you using it.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Before we send you more. So, also, a magazine that we do called 50shadesofpleasure.com. Mm. It's a free publication. Doesn't cost you anything. You don't have to enter your email address or anything else. No one will be contacting you.
Nope.
It's free. There's three issues up. Yeah, January, February, March. Enjoy them. There's swinger articles and BDSM articles. And what are you looking like that for?
April's not up.
Yeah. Like I said, four issues.
You said three. You said January, February, March. That's three.
And April.
And April, because I was like, we.
And as of today, I have the first article for May.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
Being all like proactive and shit.
And shit.
Mostly in shit. Well, cool. So, yeah, I think it looks good. I read it. I read the one article that our friend wrote. I read that one, The Whipping Boy.
Yeah.
Very good.
That was last month?
Yep, that was last month. I don't get a chance to read a whole lot.
Yeah, I have to put more pictures in it for you.
Yeah, I want a pop-up book.
Sure. Well, it's hard to do on a phone. You would scratch and sniff, too?
Scratch and sniff? I'm all about that. If you could do that, that'd be so cool.
Great. Yeah. So make sure I write an article about ass eating and make it scratch and sniff.
Going to go there already. We've been on,
recording
2 seconds here and you're already into the ass eating thing. Okay, that's fine. I don't mind.
I had to go there.
You had to go there.
So check out the magazine. It's free. Available on all digital formats, your computer, your phone, your tablet. Share it with a friend. So we're just trying to spread some of the wealth. I'm not sure where I'm getting the money from.
I don't even know what you're getting at. But yes, we're just spreading the joys of being
swingers.
Yeah, I mean, all the different topics. Yeah. And this is a little different. This is a little more professional than just Vince and I yakking about them.
Yeah.
It's a little more nicer.
We have some new contributors coming on board.
Yes, yes.
We have two accomplished psychologists.
Yes.
Coming on board, they're going to start giving us articles in reference to psychology of swinging and sex and BDSM. Both of them are, they're both married to other people, but they are each other's lovers inside the BDSM world, swinging too, obviously. So they're going to get into supposedly some of the psychology of people and thought processes maybe or whatever. It's beyond my grade. Pay grade. So so it should be really interesting.
Really
read.
Interesting. Yeah, sure.
Should be cool. So with that, tonight's topic is.
Oh, what to do if you think you're falling in love with a playmate? I've never experienced this, but there are a lot of people who have.
Yeah.
We hear about it all the time. Not all the time, but frequently.
I think the first step would be to determine, is it love or infatuation?
Sure, absolutely.
There's a big difference.
Oh, the huge difference. And sometimes they, I think when you get into the throes of the excitement and the passion of being with somebody new and somebody who floats your boat, and sorry, it's my phone. I don't know what it's doing. But
I didn't hear it, but
it's making some noise here. But yeah, it's really easy to think that you're in love with them when you're really not.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some videos labeled like, you know, wife gets her first big cock and leaves husband for him afterwards. It's like, is that really necessary? Does that really, I mean, again, there's so much in the adult movie stuff that is just fabricated titles to sell.
To sell.
So, but it, I'm sure it can happen.
Well, I think with something like that, they want to tie in the whole big cock thing and then humiliation and the whole bull thing. And yeah, could it happen? Sure, it could happen. But again, if you leave your significant other for a better orgasm or a bigger dick, you have more problems with your relationship.
Well, I'll never do that.
Well, thank you. I feel so much more secure in our relationship.
I don't want my women to have bigger dicks than me. It's a rule of mine.
That's a rule we stand by, God damn it.
If they have a smaller dick than me, that means they are a woman.
Oh, I don't even want to go there. It's just, I just don't want to go there.
Rule of thumb for me, personal belief, penis, not a woman, but that's me. You're entitled to believe what you want to believe.
Yep.
You know, if it works for you, God bless you with that.
Leaving a significant other for somebody else.
You have to really measure
your relationship.
I mean, I would equate it to like going out to a restaurant for the first time. You could go there and have your first meal be incredible. Like, oh my God, that's great. I only want to eat there.
Right.
Try to compare every meal to that meal. But then the next time you go there, it's like, it was okay. You know, and it could be that way with, if you go play with somebody and it's like, oh my God, that was so fucking erotic. Well, generally, not all the time.
Right.
Generally, the first time you play with someone is very erotic because it's all new.
It's all new. Right. Which can be very erotic or it could be very awkward. Sometimes when I'm playing with a person for the first time, it's okay. It's usually the second and third time that it gets better.
It depends.
It absolutely does.
Sometimes all the gears mesh. And you can have that erotic situation where sometimes it's like, okay, we need the 2-3 times. Like the first time wasn't bad. You know, we struggled a little bit to get it in the gear, but we got there.
Yeah, the logistics weren't quite working
out. All of a sudden you get to know each other a little bit better in the third time or whatever.
Right.
All of a sudden it's like, yeah, now we're rocking.
Yeah, now we're.
So with that, I mean, like I said, using the restaurant analogy is it's infatuation more than love.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, because the person could be incredibly good looking. The sex might have been incredible, but
are you talking about yourself again?
Always. I'm talking about having sex with myself.
Ooh.
I know how to eat my hand. Ooh. My hand is incredible. Gives me everything I want.
Yeah, I'm sure it does, honey. You go with that.
One hand strokes, the other one smacks my ass. It's like, oh, you're such a bad boy. Oh,
anyway, sorry. I didn't see that one coming.
Smack my ass a little harder, would you? No. Beg. Oh, please.
No. Oh. You almost have to be schizophrenic to have multiple personalities to do that.
And the problem with that is what?
Oh, nothing. Nothing's wrong with that at all.
I didn't know what those pills were for, but I guess I do know. Anyway, yeah, so, I mean, I, and again, we've talked about this. If you leave your significant other, whether it be vanilla or swinger,
right,
chances are it's because it's more than a sex thing.
Yeah, if you're, first of all, sex is, like I've said before, it's such a small part of a person's being that if you're basing your entire relationship on sex, first of all, it's very shallow. It's one-dimensional.
It's once a month.
It's once a month or whatever it is. Do
people have sex more than once a month?
Does this month end in Z?
April's?
Okay. April's. I swear I'm going to get a calendar printed out with all the months with Z just to shut you up.
then you're the one who's got to put out.
Yeah, well, that's fine too. That's fine too. But I mean,
with me.
Oh shit! Yeah, okay. There's always that fine line, that
fine print.
That fine print that you bring up. Well, here's the thing. You've only played with this person. You haven't lived with them.
That's what I'm saying.
You haven't done what you
think is like, oh my god, it's incredible.
It'd be a dream world.
I can't wait to see him again. It's an infatuation. It's not love.
Exactly.
So don't go like I'm leaving you for him. It's like, does he know that?
Well,
and don't let the door hit you in the ass. You know?
Well, yeah, because until you start living with somebody, you're paying bills together, you're cleaning the house, and all the other
things I don't do.
I didn't say that.
Look, I'm just sharing.
Yeah, I didn't say that. But all the things that you have to do.
But you didn't say it either.
Well, okay. But you know what I mean? It's like all the mundane things of life, not the exciting sex and, you know, the whole fantasy and, you know, the fire and passion. Once you like you do the everyday things, all those other things become. Can you hold a relationship with all those other things and maybe have something there? But chances are, if you base it on sex first, all those other things are just going to drag you down. You're going to realize you're not compatible.
Yeah.
Because if you didn't build your relationship on a very strong foundation, and that's what it all comes down to.
Well, yeah, and again, just. You know, you might have sex. It might be, you know, he or she may be incredible.
Oh, yeah.
In bed.
I get it.
Doesn't mean they're incredible to live with or to be with.
Exactly.
You know, and I think there's people who've gotten themselves in trouble with that where,
oh, boy.
I'll use women as an example. Oh, my God, he's such a great lover. And then they find out he's abusive. Mm. It's like, well, is that really what you wanted? You know, smacking your ass is one thing, smacking you around is another. You know?
Yeah, there are. I think, too, that people, when they're in a play situation, they might put their best foot forward. They might, you know what I mean? The real them, they may keep it back until somebody knows them a little better. You know, when you're playing with somebody, you're on the best behavior.
I even shower sometimes.
See what I mean? You put your best foot forward. Not all the time. Yeah. But then you start seeing this person. All of a sudden, they let their guard down. They start being who they really are. And sometimes it's not. All it's cracked up to be.
Sure.
So, yeah, I would definitely weigh, if you're having feelings for somebody else in the swinger lifestyle and you think you might be in love with somebody, really think about it, because the grass is not always greener.
Yeah.
I hate to be cliche about it, but it's true. And we've seen relationships where she was, this is a while back, a guy was kind of like stalking the one woman a little bit. He was kind of stalker-ish, and she went for him, and I know she ended up getting divorced from her husband, and I don't know if she went out with this guy or had a relationship with him, but either way, it all crashed and burned across the board.
Yeah, even the relationship?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
okay,
yeah.
So it's not the person I'm thinking of. Okay, I was thinking of someone close to us.
No. This is a while ago.
No, okay.
This is a while ago, and when they found out that, first of all, he was very kind of stalker-ish with it, you know, kind of like,
I
know, but that was the one kind of red flag. He was like too, I'm using the word stalker, and that's not what it is. He was just very, always wanted to be with her type of a thing. Too clingy. Yeah. Just too, always wanted to be involved. And she was married, but her husband would go to Europe, and he would buy all kinds of like really nice corsets and blah, blah, blah. And,
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Oh, I'll let you know when I'm done here. But their relationship got really rocky, and I think they got divorced.
Hmm. Yeah, so I'm curious. All right, we're going to wrap the show up so I can find out.
I don't know how many other clues I can give you without using their name.
All right, so it's okay.
I need
it's
a whiteboard here, and I'll hold her name
fine.
Up.
That's fine. I can read.
You know?
So what would you do if you found yourself having emotions towards one of your playmates?
Oh, that is dangerous water. If that happened, I'd have to like take a look at why I'm having those emotions. What is missing from my life that I feel like this person is giving me that I'm not getting in my relationship?
They're not, Vince.
Few people are, dear.
What kind of podcast voice does he have?
I'm sure he could do a better intro.
Would he be verbally abusive to me?
The way
he
I
make
like
fun of me.
The way that I love. I'd have to take a real close look at what's missing.
Does he steal pillows?
Oh, few people steal pills like you do.
Well, you know, I do it again.
You know, I can honestly say I don't think I could ever have feelings for somebody else. And I'm laughing because it's like we have such a weird relationship. It's like, oh, nobody could steal a pillow like you, honey. Nobody would understand our freaking relationship. So that's, you know, that's the whole thing right there.
I'm not sure we do.
But. Yeah, I mean, we have definitely a weird give and take here. But sure. I think I'd have to start thinking like, okay, why am I attracted to this person? What do I feel like is missing in my relationship? And it's not, I can't put the blame on you. It'd have to be something that I feel is missing.
Okay.
That I feel.
Would you confront me with that?
I might say, you know, hey, what I might do is say, let's not play with this person quite so much.
Well, you that know, would be the like, hint that I would get. Is
yeah, I'd be like,
you're like, hey, so-and-so's coming over today. Okay. Hey, he's coming over tomorrow, too.
No, see, I would be the exact opposite.
And then, like, Saturday, he's coming over, too.
Yeah, okay.
He's coming over. Sunday, he's going to be over for dinner, too.
Hey, he's going to start moving into the spare bedroom. I mean, well, you're going to be moving into the spare bedroom. Yeah. He's moving into the master bedroom.
The first
bed.
Question I would start to look at is it him inviting himself because he wants, like, he's attached.
Right, right.
Or I'd have to look and see, like in conversations with you, is it like when you talk about him or if he becomes the center of your conversation all the time?
Right, right.
Is there like a gleam in your eye? Like you're like, oh my God, you know,
little stars in my eyes.
Yeah. The little puddles dripping underneath you while you talk about him. But because I know people that have become infatuated people outside the lifestyle though. And they make the mistake, I'll put it that way, of talking about this person incessantly. And, like, my brother had cheated on his wife, and apparently he brought this woman who he worked with up all the time.
Oh.
Now, you and I didn't cheat on our significant others. Mine was a spouse, yours was a significant other, until I had left my wife.
Yes.
But the difference is I talked about you all the time because the company was you and I.
Your business.
It wasn't
partners.
Like I was like, well, Bob down in accounting was saying this. It was like, well, Donna and I were talking about this today. No, Donna did this today. Oh, Donna brought this in to
I
eat.
I could see where your ex-wife would have thought something was going on.
Oh, sure. She was a big, fat, ugly cunt.
and I remember with my ex, there was a lady that he worked with. Her name also was Donna. And I remember you brought to my attention, he was talking about her all the time. And you said, we were in the office, and you said, he talks about her a lot. Something's going on there. Something is going on there. Yep. And I still don't know to this day if there was or not, but I would not be a bit surprised if he wasn't.
Yeah, generally, it's, I think, one of the signs if someone has emotions for somebody else, that person is the center where there's some level of attraction.
Right, right. If you're smart, you just shut up. Don't talk about that person.
But if you're
you know what I'm saying?
If you're infatuated with this person, the problem is they're in your thoughts all the time.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, we've been together so long, I've forgotten what it's like to be in love. So
so someday we'll you know, revisit that.
Well, hope we both can find someone that makes us each happy.
Makes each other happy? Is that what you mean? Makes each other?
Yeah, well, if I leave you, you'd be happy.
And if you leave me,
I'd be happy.
Shut up. He would not be happy, and I would not be happy. Right. Shut up. He's not saying a word. You're such an asshole. Oh, this is so such abuse. So I'm gonna cry myself to sleep tonight.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You're a fucking mercury switch, man. You go horizontal.
I do not. I do not fall asleep that fast.
Sometimes. Tonight you will because you're tired from
last night. I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
This extra work thing sucks. But
so, anyway.
On a more happy note.
And in all fairness, so if you're the person you think you're infatuated or have feelings or whatever you want to word it as for somebody else, you really should be honest with your significant other.
I was just going to say that. Do you think that it would be a good thing to talk about your significant other, or do you think that it would actually hinder the process?
Well,
I mean, honesty is the best policy, but yikes. There are some times where honesty is not such a good idea.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
I hate to
say
that.
There's pros and cons to both. I get
right.
that. But if you have this discussion with yourself.
Okay.
The discussion needs to be, okay, I'm infatuated with whoever this person might be.
Right.
And it's like, why?
Why? Exactly.
What are they, what is so intriguing about them?
Yeah. And what,
well,
I always.
If you sat there and said, okay, what's intriguing about them? Well, they're nice. They're, you know, they're sweet. They're good looking. They're Vince.
sweet and good looking.
No, but okay. I'm saying it's like, I mean, okay.
Sure.
But okay, what are they presenting that potentially my significant other isn't presenting?
Well, does the...
Where am I missing?
Right. What am I missing?
And again, you know, like one of the things I was taught early on in life was pros and cons list.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
make the pros and cons list.
I want to buy a new car. Well, let's make a pros and cons list and be honest about it.
Right.
Okay, pro, it's a new car. It's got a warranty.
It smells good.
Yeah, well.
Does new car smell? Come on.
But you sit there and go, okay, con, I got payments.
I got payments.
Con, you know, I'm going to have payments. You know.
My insurance is going to go up.
I got to worry about someone scratching it or whatever.
They're stealing it.
Yeah, or stealing it or, you know. So the same thing with relationships. Like, okay, make a pros and cons list for each one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, okay, my husband, pro, damn good looking. Pro, fucking incredible in bed. Pro, body like nobody's.
Well, that's a good thing.
I didn't describe the body.
Like nobody's.
You're supposed to like argue with me on that.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. You know, cons. See?
No cons here. No cons.
I can't come up with any.
No, that's why I'm here. But yeah,
your list about me is only cons, no pros.
That's not true. I can't even think of a con.
The pros, it's awesome when he's not home.
It's awesome when he's not home. Oh, shut up. I guess for us is this. We have a very synergistic relationship, and
but I got shots for mine to clear it up.
Well, I haven't got my shots
still
yet.
Still burns when you pee, doesn't it?
Sure does. Yeah, thanks, Vince.
That damn synergy.
But, I mean, I don't know that many couples that have this kind of relationship. It's very few. Like, we work together.
Usually
we live
winds
together.
Up a murder-suicide pact. But
usually, but, usually. I mean, with us, it's, you know, we've gotten that
Have
the guns right there.
We've winged each other a few times, but never really fatal shot.
No fatal shots. Graze burn, you know. Walk it off.
Yeah, pistol whip it once in a while.
Yeah, see, I like that. That's a whole BDSM thing.
Foreplay.
Foreplay. Yeah, there we go. When I come to, it's like, yeah, baby.
All right, what am I pistol whipping you with tonight? The revolver, the 10 mil, the 9 mil? What are we going with tonight? Yeah. What do you want to be smacked in the head with?
I love the romance. I just love it. But, I mean, we can talk about each other with our shortcomings, and maybe if you feel like you're, maybe I'm paying too much attention to a playmate, you'll bring it to my attention. You know, I can't remember if I've ever done that. There might have been like one in the early days that I was a little gaga over, and then I realized that he was a real person, and you know.
Oh, there's people that, and rightfully so, that you've had a lot of fun with.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
And that, like, the one gentleman the other week you played with, you've played with him a bunch of times, but like the other week, does something hit?
Hit
the right
buttons,
and you were all fired up.
Yeah, I was all fired up.
Not for him per se. Like,
oh yeah,
I
took it out on you. It was like really weird. And then I was with him again. It just wasn't quite the same. I think we had an off day. I had an off day. Yeah. You know, and that happens. We're human. We're not always at the same level of sexual intensity, day in day out. You are. Yeah, right. But well, I mean,
hey, let me adjust your microphone.
Shut up, Vince. Stop it.
I didn't touch it.
Oh,
see, automatically accuse me.
Yes.
Go ahead. Finish your sentence.
No, I forgot what I was going to say because you just fucked it up.
You were talking about how great I am.
I was not saying that, not even a little bit.
Wow.
Not even a little bit. Now, but shut up. But when in this case, like, we were both like not at 100%. So it wasn't the same experience, but yeah, the time before.
Okay when he's not at 100%.
But with you, yeah.
Oh, okay. I see.
I think too, you can't be comparing your significant other with your playmates. It has to be very separate. You can't be like,
well,
you can't be again, like, oh, well, his dick's again, bigger than well, yours, honey.
Or but again, it's like we've talked about in the past. There's love and there's sex. Are you having sex with these other people or are you making love to these people?
I'm not making love to them.
See, like,
I'm having sex with them.
The gentleman that was here today, they got the host of the party.
Sure.
That I was shooting his business videos right. for him today. He uses the term his lovers.
Yeah, I don't use that term.
No, I don't like that term.
He can.
I mean, well, he's been playing with some of these people.
For years.
The people he deems his lovers, he's been playing with them for years and frequent times. Okay. So
there might be some
emotion tied to it to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
But the term we use is what?
Playmate.
There you go.
Fuck buddy.
Yeah.
Friends with benefits. And I think in his case, he could be borderline polyamorous. I mean, I see a lot of, there's couples that they play with their friends. Mm-hmm. The couple's over there multiple times. You know, they do things together. They go on vacation together. So it's more of a family unit. I won't use the word polyamorous, but I will use the word friend.
I agree with you. He could be polyamorous. I honestly believe that.
Yeah, yeah. They are. I mean, the couples do a lot of things together. They go skiing together. They go
scuba diving.
But I mean, they do a lot of social things together.
Spend weekends together.
Yeah. And not always sexual.
No,
so.
They're also semi-retired, so they have that time. Yeah,
so. Us poor working slobs still have to work, which is fine. I don't mind it, but you know, so that's a whole different realm. But I would never use the word lover.
Yeah,
it has the L word in it. I'd like to.
Yeah,
that's different.
That's why we use the term playmate.
Playmate,
because someone you're playing with,
right? I don't
doesn't involve emotions. Mm-mm. Or
it also doesn't. It just involves just. You know, the excitement and the whole sexual aspect, it doesn't involve like, okay, we're going to go hang out now. We're going to, not that we don't, but mm-hmm. We usually don't hang out a lot with our playmates.
Generally, we don't leave the house a whole lot. We don't. Well, it wasn't a joke.
We go on the deck and stuff. I mean, we're not in the house.
I mean, outside of the property.
Okay. Outside of our.
In all honesty, we don't.
No, my God.
We
have this
lot.
Paradise here. Why would we want to leave? Uh-oh, crickets.
Okay.
We have everything.
Paradise is one word.
It is one word.
That's getting back to the season for paradise. Once
it
you get some leaves
be.
On the trees and the pool.
And it warms up and the pool's open.
Yep.
Then
it's a different paradise.
It is a different paradise.
So. But
we'll be twisting by the pool. And by twisting, I mean having sex and stuff by the pool and swimming and having sex in the pool or not.
I'll be having bourbon and a cigar.
Oh, you'll be eating some woman's pussy on the side of the pool. I know you will. Come on. I know you will.
Depends who's here. We get more male visitors than we do female visitors. So that's why I'm in the pool. Having a cigar and a bourbon.
and using your camera.
And for those who care, tonight I am drinking Penelope's Architect.
Oh, how very fitting.
Yeah, it's
very
nice.
Good.
Yeah, it's good. There you go. I think it's 105 proof.
Nice. Yeah. Very nice. Yeah, you always like those Penelope's.
Yeah, they're delicious. Yeah. Except the white label.
You don't like the white
label?
I'm
not in love with it, no. Oh,
sorry to hear that. And I'm doing my cranberry and vodka.
There you go.
Refreshing and borderline healthy.
Yeah. So anyway, that was our topic for tonight. I don't want to beat it to death. Before if you're in the lifestyle and you find yourself being drawn emotions, I mean, mm-hmm. and you're in a relationship,
right?
Or if you're not in a relationship, but the person you're having feelings for is.
Oh yeah, that could be dangerous too.
You know,
yeah.
You have to really evaluate whether it's love. Or just infatuation.
Right.
You know, you don't want to cause more problems because if you assume the wrong thing, you could jeopardize that whole thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, you get a lot of people uncomfortable and pissed off at you. Or
well, we've had guys that you had played with that I had intercepted the emails because I get them.
Right.
Not like I'm spying on you.
No.
But we're like, oh, you know, and it's just like, no, 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 no. And again, if we had guys who've expressed emotions, we cut them off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just gets too uncomfortable. It becomes over the top, and they're not
I'm trying to save them.
That's okay. You're so altruistic of you. You're just so selfless. Oh, you don't want to be with her. She's a demon. She's awful.
No, actually, I said, please take her.
Please take her. Is
that what no returns.
Yeah.
You buy something off the scratch and dent rack,
you get you're stuck with you're it. Stuck with it.
It's an as-is policy.
Thanks. I feel so special now. Scratch and dent. But, yeah, I mean, we haven't had one of those emails in a very long time, thankfully. No. But, yes, I remember it was like, oh, what if? What if you weren't with Vince and blah, blah, blah? And I'm like, oh, yeah, but.
What if I wasn't with Vince? Well, I wouldn't be with you.
I wouldn't be with you. Chances are people that do that, I find needy guys very, it's not an attractive thing for me. I like. I'm a man that's more
fat, small penis.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Fat and small
gray beard, wrinkly.
Oh,
constant back pain. Drinks too much bourbon sometimes. These are the things I find hot
in a man. No, I want somebody who's self-reliant, who has confidence, and guys that are like that are too. Too needy, too clingy. It just, I just want to shake them off. It's like a old wet rag. You just want to get it off you. So yeah, that's my feelings on. I can't do that. It's just not my cup of tea.
Yeah. All right.
I think we beat this to death.
Oh,
we'll close
stomped
it
on it a few times. So anyway, thanks for listening. So again, stay tuned. We have some interesting other topics coming up, and hopefully soon have some special guests.
Have more authority than
we'll
ever have.
More interesting than we are.
That could be true. So
it's amazing that this publicist actually reached out to us. He said he had, you know, some people that might be good for the show. I'm thinking, okay, one or two people, you know, like a homeless guy or something. 17
pages
was like an average of 2 to 3 people on each page. I'm like,
holy, and then you're rereading through them today. I was like, oh my God, that sounds awesome.
So we'll see. So again, I want to thank everyone for listening. Again, check out the magazine, 50shadesofpleasure.com. It's free. If you want to
see where I am? No? Not yet?
Okay, yeah, what the hell?
Thanks. I feel so special. Hotwifedonnalyn.com. I'm constantly posting stuff because I have a lot of fun. And so why not?
And if you want to email us at info@hotwifepodcast.com. And we look forward to talking to you soon. Have a great weekend.
All right. Have a great night, everybody.